Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. The subject of Taiwan's international legal status has been a common item of debate from the early to mid 1940s up to the present day. In particular, we have in the various official pronouncements of the U.S. Department of State and other executive branch officials, we have seen a certain consistency of an outlook. However, this is quite at odds with the view expressed by Chinese, by members of Chinese officialdom, scholars in Chinese think tanks, and in general, those people who support the worldview of the People's Republic of China, whether or not those people are on whichever side of the Taiwan Strait. So the purpose, well, the present report is entitled U.S. Responsibility for Taiwan's Defense Report. And in the pages of this volume, we will not attempt to sort out the validity of the differing claims of Chinese, United States, and even Taiwanese officials as regards Taiwan's international legal status. Rather, we will present this report from the point of view of the customary law including international law, customary precedent, military regulations, a U.S. constitutional doctrines, U.S. laws, and other United States, other components of the United States legal framework, which we believe that U.S. officials are obligated to observe and to follow when dealing with the entire Taiwan legal status question. Additionally, it must be stated at the outset to the extent that these elements of the U.S. legal framework are binding on U.S. officials, then the traditional caveat, C-A-V-E-A-T, that ignorance of the law is no excuse, must be applied when evaluating the propriety of United States officials' actions in handling the Taiwan question from the early to mid 1940s to the present.